So when we do challenge ourselves, obviously it'll bring up, you know, difficulties, kilesa, suffering, etc. What are some guidelines for, like, you know, when is it too much, or how do we find out when, with, if and how we're benefiting from these things? And
well, I mean, these are sort of things you can't sort of take on a superficial basis, you know. So, like, you try it for the first day, and yeah, of course it's uncomfortable. So, as I said, for myself anyway, and I've done, say, like Siddharth practice quite a few times, and there's always a transition at the beginning of 5 to 7 days of getting comfortable, but not comfortable, but getting bearable with sitting and sleeping and not lying down. So you have to sort of be willing to try it out and see what happens. And some are, because we're, you know, that perspective, having a long term perspective how do I cultivate this practice over long term, and when is it that it I do need to say, like, remember one monk who was determining Pindabat and then going off on these obscure Pindabat routes, and he just wasn't getting enough to eat. And it's basically a lot of sticky rice something, you know, some odd, you know, bit of fish or a frog every once in a while. It was really unhealthy. And had to ask him to stop. I think one monk sort of, okay. He ended up getting so constipated that he had to quit. He just wasn't eating anything that was that sticky rice was just going into a ball. So, you know, you just have to pay attention to health. Pay attention to the because if it's just constant difficulty, then it's hard to work up the energy for practice. The mind needs to be brightened somehow, and part of the Dutangas is picking it up in a way that you're doing something difficult. You know that it's something difficult. You're doing something that is creating a simplicity that we're not used to or not. But it's also something, again, having some confidence or faith in the Buddha's kind of encouragement, and then recognizing that the Buddha also said these are it's not required. That's like when Devadatta was going to have all the Dutanga sort of locked into. This is a vinaya rule as opposed to a possible practice. Then the Buddha, no, it's not the way forward. So being able to, and sometimes one has to sort of like, okay, this really isn't helping right now, to ease back and not. Find some sort of new normal, or where, you know, sometimes, but then sometimes looking back over something that was difficult, there's incredible delight that comes. It's like, Ajahn Jayasaro, there's this one time that Ajahn Chah was really ill, and we thought, oh man, he's not going to make it. And this time, because of course he's been sick and very ill many, many times. And then Ajahn Jayasaro sort of made a determination that he was going to, as a dedication or practice to Ajahn Chah, then he would do Siddhar's practice until Ajahn Chah passed away. And then he got better. And it was like three and a half years before he passed away. And Ajahn Chah, so when he makes the determination, he doesn't back off. So even when we went on Turong together in India, and he was probably about in the middle of that time, and places weren't, it's uncertain where we're going to be staying sometimes, but he made that determination, and it wasn't negotiable. But then when he finished, it was just this incredible delight, and he'll spend his whole life looking back at that and say, he can only have delight about that. That he did that. One, it was difficult. Two, he did it for Ajahn Chah, in memory or in honor of Ajahn Chah, and that's something that he, that's another benefit, having done it, looking back. It's sort of like the Master Hua's adage, bitter practice, sweet mind. So there.